You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702. Your number one news and talk station.
I'm joined on the line by Sipongwe Nya, spokesperson for the Competition Commission. I thought I was going to speak to Thembinko Zibonagela. I'm sorry about that. But Sipongwe Nya joins me now on the line. Sipo, thank you very much for joining us here on the afternoon drive.
Good afternoon, Aubrey. Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated, sir. Much appreciated. So you have been looking at the cell phone supplying companies, and you seem to be feeling that there's something there, even if you don't have, I suppose, enough evidence to pursue them. Just give us the background, Sipo.
Thank you. Cell C had approached us in October 2013, complaining about a specific conduct whereby the two other cell phone companies had cheaper packages for calls within, so what they called on-net calls, so meaning that subscribers who belonged to the company. And Celsius' complaint was that this meant that people who were calling Celsius from either of the two companies would therefore pay more. And Celsius complained that this was anti-competitive conduct that we had to deal with. So subsequent to that, we then had a lengthy investigation, which revealed that there were features in the mobile space that we were not too comfortable with, even though in the end we felt that the prospects of success on this particular case did not encourage us to go to the tribunal because we felt that there was insufficient evidence. However, we still do believe that we have concerns. We have concerns about the pricing generally in the cell phone space. We have concerns about the barriers to entry of the smaller players in the space. And the differential pricing issues have to be dealt with. And this is why we felt that part of what we must do as a remedy is to approach another regulator, ICASA, to see what can be done to remedy the situation.
Is your conclusion that perhaps the case raised by Cell C wasn't strong enough to pursue, I suppose, is that because of a lack of capacity on your side, or is that because, you know, to find the evidence that that led you to perhaps suspend the process? Does that mean that that investigation is stopped completely?
No, it's not through the lack of capacity. You must remember we have done a thorough investigation from October 2013. However, when you have to deal with issues of the law, you have to tick boxes. And you have to be confident and comfortable that going forward, I am confident that when I go to the tribunal, I'll get a decision. In this case, we did not feel that way. And we felt, however, there were features, as I said earlier, that makes us uncomfortable. That had not necessarily anything to do with the complaint that was laid, but our observations and findings after we did that investigation is the one that says we need to engage ICASA because these concerns are real and these concerns have to be addressed. And therefore, this is an attempt to say to ICASA, maybe there are certain regulatory interventions that can help with the concentration in this market. You must remember, the two other giants here control a huge chunk of this market. And part of our own brief is to make sure that we deal with issues of concentration. And therefore, as a competition authority, we can't be too comfortable with that situation.
The, you know, I've heard people say that part of these irregular or perhaps concerning practices by people in this particular industry are because this industry has no precedent. In other words, they were the first, you know, first to market. And so they were able to make their own rules as they went along. And so there is no real precedent or enough legislation to regulate them effectively such that people such as yourself, the Competition Commission, can identify where they stray. Is there some truth in that, Sipo?
The reality is that this is a fairly regulated industry. And even the entry of players in this particular market is regulated. And this is why we have made the attempt to share notes with the regulator in this area or in this space to say what is it that can be done. Because indeed you are right, there are people who went to market first, but they went to market first through certain rules and regulations that they had to go through. And therefore we are sharing notes with them to say, as a competition authority, we have concerns in these areas. Is it possible that a regulatory intervention can be able to deal with them? And we think that there's a lot that we can share with them to arrive at that conclusion. Because, as I said earlier, we are fairly concerned about pricing in this space because it hits the consumer. And we think that if some of the notes that we are going to share, or because we have started the meetings already with ICASA, can assist in addressing some of our concerns.
I'm not really sure, Sipho, as to, you know, the scope of the Competition Commission's mandate. But I'm hearing more and more of the Competition Commission announcing, for example, we heard the story of the collusion with the banks and the manipulation of the rand and so forth. And we also heard about all of the things that were happening with the I think it was a Japanese car manufacturers. Is this because we are paying attention, more attention to what the Competitions Commission is doing, or are you, as the Competition Commission, discovering a trend in the operations of large multinationals, large organizations that perhaps has been and continues to be outside of the competition laws of our country?
It's a combination of factors, and amongst those is there's been a concerted effort from the Competition Commission side to make sure that everything and strategies are aligned. We work on the collaboration within and make sure that our vision going forward is able to produce the output that we see now. But also there's been a level of awareness amongst people in the market, and this is why you have seen a number of companies and people coming forward with information. But as well, we have seen a lot of our own personnel making sure that the strategies that have to deal with issues of anti-competitive conduct are much more refined in order for us to be able, as I said earlier, to have more output. So this is a culmination of a number of factors which now have led us to be able to reach wider audiences, to be able to do more cases, but more people to be able to know about the work that we do. As you know, more exposure means more people coming forward.
Sipho Ngwema, spokesperson for the Competition Commission, thank you very much, sir, for joining us here on the Afternoon Drive.
Thank you, President.
Much appreciated.
For having me.
All right. Okay, some interesting SMSs coming through. I think what needs to happen at some point is that you need to have a conversation with these services providers, because there's some technical sounding questions that are coming through here that I would have no idea as to how to answer them. But yeah.